This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company, and you could say they came on my radar about 2 or 3 months ago. We're talking about InvestView, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol INVU. Just to give you some metrics, in 2017, they did $12.8 million in revenue. In 2018, they did $17.9 million. And their fiscal year's in March of each year. So we're starting the 2019 with us today. I'm super excited to have her on the show, is the Chief Operating Officer and Secretary, Annette Rayner. Annette, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here. Thanks so much for having me. It's great.
You know, your company is a diversified financial technology organization. Your company operates primarily through its whole majority-owned subsidiaries to provide financial products and services to individuals, accredited investors, and selected financial institutions. Your website is investview.com. That being said, what does your company do?
Primarily, we are dedicated to individuals. We believe that every individual around the world, no matter your background, your education, your income level, you should have access to the information you need to take care of your personal financial life.
That makes sense to me.
And that is, and we had this vision that no matter what kind of schooling you go to, you, especially in the States, the United States, we show our children how to create debt. We do a great job at it. You know, we tell them, go to school. Don't worry, you can have student loans. You know, get an apartment. You know, you'll have a lease. Buy a house, you'll have a mortgage. And what we find is that we are fabulous at creating debt, more credit cards. There is very little, whether it's in our education program or even available, that is dedicated purely to the individual. And what I mean by that is, yes, you could download apps, and what they try to do when they're teaching you how to manage your finances is trade in your credit card or get this mortgage or refinance. And what we're saying is, no, we have to work for you and you specifically. We don't get any ad revenue from any financial firm. We want to show you how to look at your financial life, see what's working and what's not, and then open you up to parts of your financial life that you never thought that you could do, including access to the world capital markets, whether it's investing for the first time, really understanding your 401k and what you're putting your money in. And so it was a pretty grand vision we had, and it's being very well received. It hasn't been without its challenges, but we truly are excited to deliver what we deliver because individuals are grateful for information they otherwise didn't even know existed.
You know, why are we having such a record international demand for your product in 100 countries? And where does United States rank among those countries?
And the truth is, this is the saddest part. The United States, which is where we were opened up first, only U.S., really took off slowly and lagged behind. There's not the drive, and maybe that's because we're blessed in many ways, proud to be an American, and our people are not starving like the rest of the world is starving. When we talk about income inequality, there's a good majority of our people who are in that upper 10%, a large majority of them, as a matter of fact, whereas the rest of the world does not see a clear path to living. And I'm not talking a wealthy life. I'm talking a stable life where there's enough money so that you could pay the most important expenses you have, which is a roof over your head, you know, food that you can eat, you know, family, things of that nature. And so the rest of the world says we have to learn how to do this because nobody's going to do it for us. And nobody wants a handout for the government. I can honestly tell you that in dealing with individuals from all over the world, what they're looking for is the information so that they can do things for themselves. We take a lot of things for granted. And these individuals are just grateful to learn that they can do things to change what their life is going to be like, what the life of their children is going to be like. if they just apply the knowledge. It's all about access to information. People say, oh, everything's on the internet. You can get whatever you want for free. Yes, but we don't know what's good and what's bad. We don't know what's true and what's a lie. Everyone's an author. So here we try to create a closed environment. And that's what we get paid for, to deliver the information. You know, what a person does with that information is completely up to them.
Very well said.
Yeah, that's really what it's all about. And they love the access. It gives them hope.
But my guest today is Annette Rayner. She's the Chief Operating Officer of InvestView, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol INVU. I want to change gears here just for a second, Annette. Why did your company go public? And the only issue that I have about your company, maybe you can address this, is that you have 1 billion shares outstanding. What is that all about?
It is true. I mean, the cap table, I try not to look at it. I try to remember, you know, what our objective and vision was, which I'm happy to share with you. We wanted to go public in a different path than is traditional. We had an opportunity to consider InvestView acquiring the firm that we created, which was Wealth Generators, now Kuvera, back in January of last year. And while I thought it was a little too soon for us, what it gave us was 3 things that I found critical. One was it would set us up with transparency that is important. Transparency, and people who want to become customers of ours or who want to learn about us can see all of our financials, all of our information. Facts are very important, especially in a world where there's a lot of misinformation. 2, it allows our customers who see our vision and love our product to come along if they want. If they'd like to buy shares of our company because they like what we're building, they don't have to be invited. They don't have to be part of the private client list or the black label. Anyone who sees our vision can join us. And since our customers are also our affiliates and distributors, they can have ownership in something that they're building for themselves. So it became a very powerful concept. Finally, it gives us the ability to acquire technologies that we need so that we can grow quicker. You have 2 choices: program it and build it, or buy it. Giving us the public structure and the number of shares issued, we're able to make acquisitions to create what ultimately will be our story. And we will continue to acquire or establish subsidiaries that are going to feed that global vision.
You know, that brings me to my next question. You acquired United Games. Why, and why them?
We actually, the parent company was United Games Marketing. We acquired their 2 subsidiaries, United League and United Games. And we did it for 2 reasons there. United Games has a very rich affiliate base and a very large customer population. So that would provide us the opportunity to acquire many more customers and get our products in front of many more people. United League owns all of the technology and programming, including the most popular app, FireFan. That technology gives us the ability to adapt it, control it, and keep it in-house. We can improve our own back offices by applying their technology. We can create additional mobile apps off of that technology, and we could do it all in-house at a fraction of what it would cost us to hire someone else to program it and maintain it.
Let me ask you this. You know, your market cap's at $62 million. If 2018 was a physical year for you for the whole year, how much revenues do you think you guys would probably generate?
Yeah, we're on track. If we were looking at calendar year top line revenue, to come in between 40 and 50 million revenue in the door. And while we've not reached profitability yet, and we are really working hard towards that being the most important focus of this fiscal year that we just started, the revenue growth is breathtaking. I have no other word for it. You start out with something, it's a long struggle, it's a long road, and then this revenue starts coming in, and it's hard not to have your breath taken away. But that means that the real work begins, because we now know that the demand is there. and it's not going.
Yeah, absolutely. You've been listening to Annette Rayner. She's the Chief Operating Officer of InvestView Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol INVU. Annette, let me ask you this. Your company recently got involved in cryptocurrency. What products regarding cryptocurrency is viable to your clients right now? And why did you get involved in that environment?
So we get involved in any environment where individuals are demanding information. So as cryptocurrency last year spiked up in price and people had that fear of missing out, there was a lot of bad players in the market, a lot of people rushing into something they didn't quite understand. We immediately launched Crypto One by pulling together resources that would educate people on what this was about. Because even though there is free information, let's say if you want to enter the Forex markets, foreign exchange, there was really limited information on helping individuals really get their head around this cryptocurrency concept. So our product educates. It also provides trade research. If you'd like to buy Bitcoin or Ether, you know, you could take a look at our trade alerts and see if maybe you'd want to buy some of that coin. Take a look at the technical charts, see how they're trending and understanding what's taking place. And then, of course, mining. Mining is critical to the cryptocurrency space. The blockchain. I have a technology background in addition to a finance background, and the blockchain is truly amazing. To consider the fact that we could have this open ledger that is not run by any one organization, that could verify transactions, multiple verifications from independent operators all over the world that do not know one another, and to know that that transaction is a valid transaction is really difficult for many people to get their head around. But coming from a technology background, I can tell you with all of the fraud that's out there today, this is just a beautiful model. So you need people to verify the transactions, and that's what miners do. So by us offering crypto mining services, we can also support the cryptocurrency environment, because our customers who see the beauty of cryptocurrency love the cost of it and what it can do for international trade, international business. We need miners to support that vision. So not only am I selling a product that allows individuals to get involved in what is still early stage, but we're actually supporting the environment itself. Probably my biggest challenge, and I'll bring it up, is compliance and regulation. The regulatory landscape is not extremely clear. A lot of our attorneys interpret things a little bit differently than maybe they should be. And we are constantly struggling to rework our licenses and how we're going to structure ourselves to ensure that we can continue to bring this information to individuals.
What would you like my listeners to take away from this interview? We're kind of running out of time.
I would say, you know, I'm not here to say, hey, buy my stock. Or what I'm here to say is, if you're somebody who believes that individuals really do need to take control of every aspect of their financial life, and that we together, the people, independent of any country or government, really should be able to get services and in moving our money, some level of control over how we invest our money and not having to blindly turn it over to someone else, then our company invests you in all of its subsidiaries are really something to keep your eye on.
Annette Rayner has been my guest today. Thank you so much for coming on my show. It was a pleasure to have you on here. Everybody, take a look at their stock. We're talking about InvestView Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol INVU. They're trading around 2.3 cents a share. Annette, thank you so much for your time. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Oh, I would love to do that. Thank you so much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.